like about it is that he shows you over and over again.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way of peace, truth, justice, and righteousness through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. This is for the recording date of Sunday, December the 8th, 2013. Now, Yahushua, Jesus, is an African who has studied the African Kemet, African Egyptian, African Nubian, African Dogon, African Congo, Twa, that ancient African science of the universe. So when Yahushua is teaching, this is the root teaching from which Yahushua is teaching us how to bring order into our lives spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Revelation chapter 3, verse 18, Yahushua was already teaching us that we are apathetic, lukewarm, lukewarm. You know, he said he wanted us to be hot or cold, not lukewarm. Not apathetic, not caring. Yahushua does not want us to be in a mental condition that we don't care one way or the other about the sisters and brothers of the human family. Yahushua wants that we be atum. Yahushua wants that we be hydrogen on fire like the sun, on fire for truth, justice, and righteousness. Yahushua talked about how The system has rendered us naked. Remember that, what we said? He said that we need to be clothed in white raiment. Let me just quote this verse 18, chapter 3. Yahushua says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Many of us have a psychological condition that we think because we are black, brown, red, yellow, or white, or we think that because we are Christians or Muslims or Jews or Hebrews or Hindus or Buddhists or Zoroaster or Voodoo or Juju or Rastafari, we think that because we are Americans or we are Europeans or we are of this tribe or that nation or that ethnic group, we think that those realities cause us to be rich. We think that because we have a job, a little piece of a job, a little piece of a car, a little piece of a home, and a little piece of a neighborhood, that we are okay, that we are rich, and this makes us apathetic. You see, the system does all that they can do. The wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have all manner of tactics to knock us out of the revolution, knock us out of the evolution, to knock us out of the struggle, knock us out of the movement, causing us to disbelieve that we have the power to do what the Most High wants us to do for the human family in delivering the oppressed from the oppressor. And so some of us, we say, well, I'm fine. Everything's cool. And we become apathetic. No sympathy. No empathy. So this is what Yahushua is talking about. We must rise out of such mental, lukewarm stupor, or Christ will spew us out. We are Christ in human flesh, but if we continue to reject that reality, then Christ spews us out, separates us from the self of Christ. And so when we become apathetic, this causes us not to care about our sisters and brothers. And so Yahushua says when we're in this condition, we don't realize that we are in reality wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked and destroyed. Because anytime there is injustice in the world, we can't really be free. Anytime a sister, a brother of the human family is being destroyed, no matter who they are or what color they are or what class they are or what ethnicity they belong to, race, religion, political affiliation, we're not free. And so Yahushua says in 18, once again, chapter 3, verse 18, Revelation, try of me. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. You see, Yahushua is an alchemist. Yahushua understands spiritual alchemy, chemistry. Kemet is black, the black people. Kemet Ta, I believe, is black land or land of the black people. Kemet Nu is black people or the people of black skin. And chemistry and chemist comes from the science of the black man, the science of the black woman, the science of black people in understanding metals, in understanding bronze and gold and silver and metals, and bring base metals into high metals like gold. That is alchemy. And the chem, the al is from Islam, from the Arabic, having to do with signifying something to do with. And then al-chem, the chem is black. Chemistry is black. That science of metals coming from black African people. And so Yahushua is an alchemist, understanding the science coming from the black man and woman of Africa of how to raise base metals into precious metals. And you and I have been debased, oppressed, suppressed, and destroyed, made lower than who we really are. We are Christ in human flesh, but how many of us know that reality? How many of us have been taught that reality? How many of us are taught through our parents or through the teachers or through politicians or through those in power, heads of multinational corporations, heads of Wall Street, the wicked ruling class? They teach us we are nothing. These wicked ruling class and ruling families, they believe and teach eugenics, which is a wicked mentality that teaches that if we are not in the ruling class and ruling families, then we are genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the wicked ruling class. So this type of mentality in the system teaches us that we are nothing and nobody. We have been debased like the base metals on the table of elements. And so Yahushua, the Christ in the person of Yahushua, is an alchemist that gives us knowledge and wisdom and understanding to raise us up from that base level like a base metal. And then add to us protons and neutrons and electrons, which is hydrogen multiplied. Hydrogen multiplied. And we are raised from the level of the base metals into the level of precious metals like diamonds and gold and whatnot. So buy of me gold tried in the fire. That fire cleans the dross, the trash, the rubbish that has been implanted into our spirit, mind, body, soul, our morality, which makes us, now when the wicked ruling class and ruling families teach us trash and rubbish, this causes us to be able to hate our sisters and brothers, put on a military uniform in America or Europe, or in the Arab world, put on the uniform of Al-Qaeda, both the same wicked mentality put into a human being to hate another human being and then go about and kill that human being. My brother Bob Marley, Robert Nesta Marley, talked about how it was trivial, it was counterproductive to kill a human being. No, we're talking about a spiritual problem. So we bring spiritual solutions and we save lives. And so the fire put to the gold. See, we're gold, but we have trash and rubbish and heaps of trash teaching and rubbish mentality. The fire, in the African Hebrew language, fire is feminine. And that fire power from the Most High cleans that gold of all the trash and the rubbish that has been put into our spiritual, mental, moral, physical structure. And that fire takes the dross, the trash, and the rubbish and cleans off. And you have the pure gold. So by that process, we become rich spiritually, mentally, and morally, which leads to being rich physically. And then we take on the white raiment, which has to do with light. The white light of the sun, which represents knowledge and wisdom. We take on the knowledge and wisdom of the universe. We clothe ourselves in the knowledge and wisdom of the universe. And then the shame of our nakedness will not appear. And see, that nakedness is the result of a system that has stripped us of everything, stripped us of land, wealth, and resources. And let me follow my mind, sisters and brothers. My brother, elder brother, Nelson Mandela, has made his transition into the spiritual realm, as we would say. And I've listened to many people talk about Nelson Mandela, but many people don't want to give the full panoramic view and picture of Nelson Mandela. I've listened to KPFA, Berkeley. I've listened to KPFK, Los Angeles. I've listened to Alex Jones. And when I put all the information together, look, Nelson Mandela was a king in the Xhosa tribe of South Africa. He was a lawyer, and then he saw the struggle and became involved in the struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. Some say he was communist, and people like Alex Jones, whom I love, don't like communism. I say examine the definition of the word. So some say Nelson Mandela came socialist and communist. He was so effective that the racist apartheid rulers in South Africa, who are the Oppenheimers and who are connected to Israel, the same people, European Jews in Israel creating apartheid in Israel. European Jews in South Africa creating apartheid in South Africa. The same European Jews that were in the South creating apartheid in the South. I am talking the ruling class and ruling families of that community. Not our sisters and brothers of the European Jewish community who are poor and working class, who are also victims of the same wicked ruling class and ruling families, Oppenheimers and House of Rothschild. So, Nelson Mandela was jailed. Was it Robbers Island? I forget the name of the island. 27 years in jail, forced by the racist apartheid system to work in the mines. And we have from what, 63 to 1990, we have that struggle for freedom, justice, and equality in Southern Africa. We have Cuba, Fidel Castro, Che Guevara, the right-hand man of Fidel Castro, physically goes to Southern Africa to fight apartheid and fight with the African and black man against racism and against the apartheid system. Alex Jones, you did a good job telling some truth about Nelson Mandela, but I am disappointed that you did not spend more time with the woman that talked about the atrocities of the apartheid system. The apartheid system the Oppenheimers, who control, and I'm getting to this nakedness, how we have been stripped of everything. The Oppenheimers, along with the house of Rothschild of Britain, controlling the land, wealth, and resources, stripping the black man and woman in South Africa naked, which teaches us that they have stripped us all naked of knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, understanding, stripped us naked of our human rights to health care, living wage job, education, land, wealth, resources, to participate in time, energy, and space, to participate in the universe. We have been stripped naked, and Yahushua wants us to be bathed in the universe, that we may be clothed with everything that we need, that was provided in the universe by the Most High. And so, Che Guevara, I have so much in my mind, sisters and brothers. I'm dealing in my mind with my pastor, who has given us a book that is poison. Part of it is poison against those who are of communist and socialist persuasion. A little booklet written by Gordon Lindsay, who teaching about Jesus and Christ and so on. Traditionally, we can deal with that. But then goes to talk about how communism and socialism is wicked and evil and is a poison, and that those who are communist do not have love for the people and are of a wicked persuasion, only to gain power for themselves. See, this man is coming from the idea that came from Billy Graham and others, that all communists are atheists. And we can deal with the atheism question. We have done that. But not all communists are atheists. And so this Gordon Lindsay talks about how they don't have any love. Well, this is a fictitious narrative. This is a lie. Che Guevara said, it may sound corny to you, but the motivation of the communist, the motivation of the revolutionary is actually love. Che Guevara was saying that as a communist, socialist, revolutionary, he is in the struggle out of love for the oppressed masses of the people. So Che Guevara went into Southern Africa, went into regions close to Zimbabwe, close to Namibia, fighting the wicked apartheid government, the wicked, racist, vile apartheid government, that with the power of the Oppenheimers, who controlled the diamond industry and the industries of mining, and with the power of the House of Rothschild, who control all economics all over the earth, the apartheid government wanted to go and expand their borders beyond South Africa into Namibia and other places, Zimbabwe. And Che Guevara and the Africans that he was working with fought apartheid tooth and nail and made sure that they could not go any farther than they had gone. And then you also had Muammar Gaddafi supporting the anti-apartheid movement. And so all this time, Nelson Mandela, working in the mines, contracts tuberculosis, I believe. Contracted the disease, I believe it's tuberculosis. So he's dealing with that issue. And eventually he is released. Now, what we don't know, many of us, is that he was chosen, sisters and brothers. We have to be honest. The wicked ones in power are always looking to stay in power. And if they have to change their modus operandi, they will do so as long as they hold on to the economy and hold on to the land, the wealth, and the resources. So, Nelson Mandela is plucked out of jail. Now, I remember these days and times. I'm a little older than a lot of you, and I remember these days when Nelson Mandela was let out of jail. When Nelson Mandela was let out of jail, a Caucasian communist brother named Chris Hani was assassinated by the apartheid government. 1976, Stephen Biko was assassinated by the apartheid government. Talk about these atrocities, Alex Jones, my dear brother, whom I love. And so these were warnings to all, warnings to Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela did talk strong. He toured the earth. He toured America. He said he would be friends with those who were friends with him. You see, the hypocrisy of America, the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton, the hypocrisy of the Bushes, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, and all of those. The CIA is the entity that turned Nelson Mandela over to the apartheid government to jail. So all of these American government officials, all of these British government officials, MI5 and 6, all of these Israeli government officials, Mossad, they're hypocrites, absolutely hypocrites, because they worked together to kill those who were fighting against colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And these forces are they who worked together to turn Nelson Mandela over to the jails and the apartheid system. So they are saying they love the man and are sad he's gone. We don't take nothing from them. We don't take any of their words, because they worked against the apartheid struggle. They worked against those who gave their lives to stand up and destroy the apartheid system. Wicked racist. Remember the Sharpeville massacre? Was that 1960 or 1976? There probably, and I'm sure, were several massacres that took place. CIA, MI5 and 6, Mossad, they always are helping the apartheid system massacre our sisters and brothers who want to stand up for equal rights and justice. So they wanted Nelson Mandela to turn his back on Fidel Castro, turn his back on Muammar Gaddafi, and he refused to do so. And we thank him for his service. We thank him for his advocacy on behalf of struggling black people in South Africa. We thank you, Nelson Mandela, for your sacrifice for 27 years in jail, contracting disease because you, in your heart, love black people, love freedom, justice, and equality. But, sisters and brothers, we have to be honest. In 1994, Clinton is president of the United States of North America. And during the same time period that Nelson Mandela became president of South Africa, you had the CIA operation in the Congo, in Rwanda. The CIA orchestrated genocide that occurred in Rwanda. So you mean to tell me that Clinton and his CIA orchestrating millions of deaths in Rwanda and Congo actually really loves Nelson Mandela and black people in South Africa? No. And what happened, sisters and brothers, when Nelson Mandela took office, he refused, and the ANC refused to push for the final transfer of land, wealth, and resources back into the hands of black people, black men, black women in South Africa. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.